let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Nanny of Kett Park is a children's book by author and illustrator Mary Catherine Rishkoff. It tells the story of the Nanny of Kett Park, a hearty, gray-haired, twinkle-eyed woman. The nanny is a constant figure going about in the park. She roams the park doing charitable deeds to people she encounters. The nanny has a special bag, a sort of magical bag that contains various kinds of surprises. As the narrative progresses, the readers realize that the elderly woman has a special power. The Nanny of Kett Park is a delightful read with funny illustrations. It tells about generosity, caring for other people. A recommended book for children and those who want to revisit their childhood innocence. Mary Catherine Rishkoff lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania. She writes short books for children and, aside from being an author, also a talented illustrator. She is a graduate of the College of Misericordia. She with a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry. Mary Catherine Rishkoff, author, illustrator, our guest on the program. Mary Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick.
How badly did I mispronounce the name of your college? We have to get that right or they'll take your degree back. How do you pronounce the name of the college?
I think you got it correct, Misericordia.
Well, that's what I thought I said. It didn't sound right when I said it. So there, you've got a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry there. And I'm going to ask you, with that, the background that you had, what was the inspiration to write children's books? Where did this whole concept come from?
Well, after a few years out of school, I went on disability and I couldn't find work because of my disabilities. So my mom suggested to write children's books. She knew someone who did it, and that's what inspired me to write children's books, my mom's suggestion.
You know, that's interesting. What was it that fascinated you about children's books? Now, mom suggested that, but obviously this was something, because you're very talented, was this something as a child that you were involved in reading children's books at the time?
No, I played games.
That's interesting. It's interesting. I thought maybe you were inspired by somebody as you grew up writing, because you do such an excellent job in writing. And this book is fascinating. I guess that this goes back to your childhood. This is a real park, and you spent a good part of your youth at Kett Park, didn't you?
No, mostly my adult years. I lived in St. Mary's in my youth, and my 21 or so on up, I was in Kett Park. There was baseball, basketball, board games, friends. It was a very busy park.
And an inspiration for the book by Mary Catherine Rishkoff, The Nanny of Kett Park. You wrote the book and illustrated the book. Let's talk about that. You find people that write, they find somebody else to illustrate, or vice versa. You did both. How challenging was that? Or maybe it wasn't challenging at all, because you knew the vision you wanted to have in your illustrations.
It was challenging. I had to spend much time on the thought of the book, how I wanted it to be, and the actual drawing and illustrating. That was a challenge. But being that it was children's book, it could be childlike, the drawings, so that made it easier on me. I didn't have to be an expert artist.
Had you ever done any drawing before, or is this the first time you've done something at this level?
No, I would draw in Kett Park and sometimes other parks. I would sit and draw trees and swings and basketball courts and that kind of nature scenes, but I never did a project like drawing for a book.
What is it like when you do that? You write the words and then you try to illustrate to complement that. So often you see illustrations that take away from the actual message, the text, the words of the book. It complements, in your case, in what you're doing. How difficult a process is that to write the words and then just find the right illustration that will amplify, will complement what you've written?
It's time consuming.
Yes.
I need to ponder it and think about it and get ideas floating in my head. That's what happens. They float in my head.
The book we're talking about by our guest on the program, Mary Catherine Rishkoff, she is the author and the illustrator of the book, The Nanny of Keck Park. You decided to self-publish the book. Why did you make that decision to self-publish?
That was an easy choice. It would cost me more money to try and get with a traditional publisher off the bat than it would cost to go through self-publishing. So it was convenient. And it offered what I was looking for. And the product, the end product, after I did it, was very nicely done. I was happy. And so I thought, why not get some help?
And you turn to Reader's Magnet, and you'll find the book available, by the way, at readersmagnet.com in their bookstore. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information. What is the chief message that you're trying to get across to children in this book, The Nanny of Keck Park? What messages do you want kids to take away from reading the book?
I would like children to realize that we are all special in some one way or another, and some of us have extraordinary specialness that will benefit from. And so it's a good thing that when we have the specialness that we continue it and share.
With us on the program is Mary Catherine Rishkoff. The book is The Nanny of Keck Park. She did the story. She did the illustrations. Yes, a very talented lady. And you mentioned the inspiration. Your mom, talk about that. Your first thoughts when she said you should write a children's book and how you look back at it now, because it was a stroke of genius on your mother's part to inspire you. Talk about that and your first thoughts when she suggested you write a children's book.
I thought it was great. I was all for it.
And you jumped in and you did it so well. Were there other people that were sources of encouragement as you're writing the book?
Most especially my sister, Kathy A.R. Eric. She helped me get started with tools like a laptop, a cell phone, support, like psychological support.
Oh,
you
yes.
can do it, that kind of thing. And then my family, of course, I shared my books with them and they would give me feedback on them. And of course, some friends also would give me feedback. We would talk about them, what they thought.
And it's receiving excellent reviews. Have you published any other children's storybooks?
Yes, I have published two others. One is called The Treetop, The Wind, and The Balloon. And I have published that with Ex Libris. And another called The Two Shining Families, which I published with Author House.
Are you working on books now? Any new books you're working on?
Yes, I'm doing a storybook on parakeets, and the title is a surprise.
I like that. The books, now is that a book geared for children as well, or is it almost sounds like
yes.
it could be an adult,
yes.
children and
both
adults could
children.
Read it too.
It's, yes. it's a little older children, but it's still for children.
You do such an excellent job in writing. Have you thought about doing other genres other than just children's book? And you're getting a little bit older in the other book you just mentioned. Any other books that you'd like to write in any other categories?
Yes. I'm thinking maybe I'll do a short cookbook because cooking is one of my hobbies and pleasures. And I'm thinking maybe to do a short poetry book because I used to write poetry. I used to enjoy doing that. So maybe I will put those two books together before I hit the bucket.
Well, you got plenty of time to do that. So just keep writing and people will keep enjoying the books. Mary Catherine Rishkoff with us on the program. If you're Googling that, it's R-I-S-H-C-O-F-F. She does the stories and the illustrations. The Nanny of Keck Park. Where do you get your ideas for the children's book? And let's start with Keck Park. This was obviously a big part of who you are. Where do you get your ideas to write these books?
Well, as far as the nanny of Keck Park, there are three places I got that idea from. From playing in the park itself, I really enjoyed it and I wanted to honor the park. And then the second was when I lived in St. Mary's, the neighbor, husband and wife, used to give my brothers and sisters and I caramels. And that was really a delightful treat and pleasure.
Oh, yes.
And then I was drawing one day in the park and I said I wanted to draw what I thought would be a nice looking lady. And I drew the nanny and I said, oh, this looks like a nanny. So why don't I write and put them all together and write a book?
And the book?
And then.
Yes, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
Yeah, just finish your thought. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, so essentially I get my ideas from personal experiences, family and friends, plus a look around and conversation. Sometimes when you have conversations, my thoughts click on a bullet.
So
that's
there's
it.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because a lot of what you end up maybe writing about or characters you shape are observational. So you do a lot of looking around. You're one of those in a crowd. You're watching people and maybe trying to get some story ideas, some character background when you're out in public like that.
No, I don't watch people. I interact with them.
Oh, now that's good. That's good. That's actually more fun than sitting there in the corner of the room watching people taking notes to actually be out there conversing
yeah.
with them. Yes, it's more fun.
No, I like interacting with people. I feel that's really hearty and healthy.
With us on the program, Mary Catherine Rishkoff. We're talking about the book, her book, The Nanny of Keck Park, story and illustrations. How long did it take you from start to finish to write this book?
Oh, The Nanny of Keck Park. I would say it took me 2 months.
Okay. That's it must
have
been a fun project.
I had all the fundamentals in my head already. I just had to sit down and do the work.
Ah, yes. That's interesting. It seems like maybe a short time, except that you were ready to go and inspired to write this. What kind of feedback are you getting? The people who have read it, I've read reviews, and they're excellent reviews. The people that contact you, the family, friends that have read the book, what kind of feedback are you getting from the book?
Well, actually, I can't get any at this time because it just got published November 19th, and I don't have my copies yet to pass out, so I'm not really getting any feedback on that, but when I did share the original stories with my sisters, they loved it. They thought it was very fine.
Well, those that have read it have been very impressed. And this talk about hot off the press. This really is hot off the press, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've not had a chance to see the book yet?
No.
Ooh.
Not published, no.
What's that going to feel like when you have your book in you, the book that you wrote, the book that you illustrated, in your hands for the first time? What kind of feeling is that like, do you think?
I think I'll be very excited and pleased.
Yes, a big smile on your face as you're saying all of your work that goes into that. You mentioned
That's
before
right.
working with Reader's Magnet side by side with them on writing and publishing The Nanny of Keck Park. What's that been like working with Reader's Magnet?
It's been a pleasure. Florine Belfort is just fantastic. She's so helpful and cooperative and professional and friendly. I really enjoy her. And Amy Baz is just like Florine. So I say this is a great bunch of people there. They've been really good to me. They supported me in other marketing projects. And they had a contest and they encouraged me in that. So I've enjoyed working with those people, Reader's Magnet.
What has a couple minutes left here. I'm just curious, what has this experience been like for you in writing books, in this particular book, The Nanny of Keck Park, coming up with the concept, writing the book, illustrating, it's out there in the public now. What has this been like? What are your thoughts when you look back and go, Wow, this has been a real ride. It's been fun for you?
Yes, it is fun for me. It's something I like doing. I enjoy it. It just seems to come natural to me anymore. Well, I've written many, many stories, and making them into the books is just the next step.
And you mentioned poetry at one time. Do you still write poetry?
No, not recently. Mostly I write about children's books, but I did write, the last poem I wrote was about we had a gas explosion on the corner where I live. It wiped out several houses, and I did write a poem about that, and it was well received by the people where I live.
Well, a very talented lady as a writer and an illustrator, Mary Catherine Rishkoff. That's R-I-S-H-C-O-F-F. The book is The Nanny of Keck Park. You'll find it at readersmagnet.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on as well. Mary Catherine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. The moral of the story is listen to what your mother says. She had expert advice in telling you that you should be writing children's books. You do such a nice job of that. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. You take care. Happy holiday.
Thank you, and same to you. Mary Catherine Rishkoff. The book is The Nanny of Keck Park. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.